Atlanta detective, I would have sought 10 charges against Race Hart Brooks for behavior in deadly altercation. By Robert Krajcik on July 2, 2020. Al Hogan, the Atlanta detective assigned to the investigation into the deadly shooting of Race Hart Brooks, claimed he would have sought 10 charges against Brooks for events that led up to the shooting. He offered his assessment in a statement dated June 21. Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe is facing felony charges in the fatal shooting of Race Hart Brooks. According to WSB-TV, Rolfe faces 11 counts including felony murder and aggravated assault, criminal damage to property, and violations to his oath of office. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. is recommending no bond for the officer, citing his choice not to provide medical assistance for over 2 minutes and for kicking Brooks on the ground after the fatal shooting. Hogan misspelled Brooks's first name in his statement, which was included as part of a defense filing for Rolfe. He wrote, "My name is Al Hogan and I have been a Georgia-certified law enforcement officer since 1987. I am currently assigned as a detective in the Homicide Unit of the Atlanta Police Department. In addition, I am a member of the Major Incident Team, MIT, which is a small team of homicide detectives within the homicide unit that respond and investigate incidents involving police shootings. As an MIT investigator, my responsibilities are 2. Narrow series of facts that led up to the officer-involved shooting. If my investigation reveals that a person against whom force was used violated any laws during the incident, it would be my responsibility to pursue those charges, as well as cooperate with GBI investigators and provide to them any evidence that I had gathered during my investigation. I am the homicide MIT investigator that was assigned the case involving officers Rolfe and Brosnan regarding their interaction with Richard Brooks. I was called in from my home shortly after the incident occurred and began my investigation upon my arrival at the scene. I gathered all the audio and video evidence that was available and examined this evidence as well as interviewed witnesses that would speak with me on the scene. After leaving the scene on the night of the incident, I was informed by Richard Brooks was alive but critical at Grady Hospital, and I returned to the homicide office to review all the evidence that I had gathered to determine if Richard Brooks's behavior warranted any criminal charges. My investigation showed that Richard Brooks's behavior did in fact warrant several criminal charges. But before I was able to pursue the charges, I was informed that Richard Brooks had died, negating the necessity for that portion of my investigation. That charges that I would have sought against Richard Brooks are 1. Do/do less safe, a violation of ACCA 56-391. 2. Felony obstruction, 2 counts, a violation of ACCA October 16, 2024. 3. Aggravated assault against a police officer, 2 counts, a violation of ACCA May 16, 2021. 4. Battery against a police officer, 2 counts, a violation of ACCA 16523.1. 5. Theft by taking, a violation of ACCA 16A2. 6. Removal of weapon from a public official, a violation of October 16, 1933. 7. Robbery, a violation of 16840.1. Sheriff Alfonso Williams of Burke County, Georgia, said the Atlanta police officer's use of deadly force in the fatal shooting of Brooks was very necessary and that there's nothing malicious or sadistic in the conduct of the officers who shot him. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.